Resiliency, will be a buzzword at Coquitlam City Hall next year. The term is a new theme in the draft 2023 business plan and proposes to replace pandemic recovery from this year. Resiliency is meant to capture the amount of uncertainty for next year, said Graham Stewart, Coquitlam's director of corporate, in his presentation before council and committee on December 12, noting the economic pressures facing the municipality. These include the tight labor market, supply chain disruptions, high inflation on material costs, lack of partner action. The degree to which those are going to be an impact on city operations next year is still relatively unknown, Stewart said. We felt that the theme of resiliency would encompass the many bits of uncertainty in the external macro environment for the organization. Stewart said the economic pressures carry more risk in the development industry, and, for a growing city, this is especially true. Besides the staffing crunch, Stewart added City Hall also faces a leadership change early next year with the retirement of City Manager Peter Steblin. The draft 2023 business plan, which will be brought forward to Council for consideration in February in conjunction with the operational budget, also repeats three themes from this year: equity, diversity and inclusion, reconciliation, balanced growth and livability. Craig Hodge said he would have liked community safety to be a theme for 2023, given the comments he heard on the doorstep during the fall election, but Terry Towner said, resiliency captures that topic as, she heard while campaigning, residents already feel safe in Coquitlam. I didn't really get the sense that community safety has to be a theme, she said, adding, I think resiliency is a great word. On the books as well, the draft 2023 business plan shows what's on the city's plate for the coming year. A list that now has 19 new initiatives, but removes 6 programs due to the lack of civic staff or movement from partner groups. Off the priority grid for 2023 are RCMP Integrated Mental Health Responses, Miquel, Riverview Lands Comprehensive Planning Process, Brunette Interchange Planning, Coquitlam River Park Master Plan, Coquitlam Crunch Southern Extension Planning, Town Center Park Gateway Planning. What's left are 54 major initiatives for next year, split into 3 categories of priorities. Still, Steblin cautioned council that the list may be too much given the employment struggles and external factors. Here is how the priorities are divided. **** indicates new item for 2023. Priority A, Building Safer Communities Program, **, Property Tax Initiatives, **, Hybrid Work Implementation, **, Organizational Transition, **, Community Wildfire Preparedness, Housing Affordability Strategy Initiatives, Northeast Community Center and Park Design, Spanny Pool Renewal and Expansion, Construction Innovation Center Renovations, Austin Works Yard Renewal, Burke Mountain Joint School, Park Site Planning, Climate Action Plan Development Application Process Review Initiatives, EDI Initiatives Reconciliation Priority, Bland Development Activities OCP Review, **, Information and Communications Technology Infrastructure Upgrades, **, Environmental Sustainability Plan Implementation, **, Digital Services Strategy Renewal, **, Planet Ice Future Planning, RCMP Strategic Plan Implementation, Cedar Drive Utility and Road Implementation, Economic Development Strategy Fremont Connector Planning and Design, Strategic Transportation Plan Update, Blue Mountain Park Master Plan, Library Services and Spaces Study, Major Recreation and Cultural Facilities Roadmap, Coquitlam Metro, Vancouver Water Projects, E-Mobility Strategy, Business Improvement Initiatives, Collective Bargaining, Hazard Risk and Vulnerability Analysis Update, Integrated Development Financial Review, Priority C, Community Police Office Strategy, **, First Responder Pre-Hospital Care, **, Coquitlam Corporate Partners Program Review, **, Sport Field Strategy, **, Road Safety Strategy, **, Asset Retirement Obligations, **, Financial Systems Replacement Planning, **, Space Planning Strategy, **, Strategic Plan Renewal, **, Hazel Coy Neighborhood Plan, Heritage Management Strategy, Southwest Housing Review, Upper Pipeline Road Corridor Planning Overview, Rail Crossing Grade Separation Projects, Streetscape Enhancement Program Implementation, Glen Park Phase 3 Planning, Urban Forest Management Strategy, By Law Enforcement Review, Childcare Partnership Strategy Implementation.